amen, came to hear word on today. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you turn to Psalm 103, Psalm 103, Ben, Book of Psalm 103. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Amen. I'm just excited about this word this morning. Matter of fact, I really intended for us to be doing cartwheels right about now, but when the Lord leads another way, we have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. Psalm 103, we're going to begin at 1. Amen. Are we there yet? All right. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with long loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I'd like to talk about today, if you guys will just give me a few minutes, bless the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this is a psalm of David, and you all know that, amen, David was always into something, out of something, around something. There was always something going on, amen, with King David. Even from his youth, it seemed that King David was always either on the mountaintop or in the valley, but he was always close to God. Amen? Amen. Bless the Lord is what I want to talk about today. And this 103rd book of Psalm, my brothers and sisters, was very enlightening. A few evenings ago when the Lord told me to turn over here for this Thanksgiving day, this Sunday prior to Thanksgiving. Because, you know, it's really a time to give God thanks for all that he's done. Amen? You know, it's a shame for somebody to do something for you and you don't say thank you. Amen. I remember, and I've told this story time and time again, when I was a young boy, one day my uncle told me, "Come here, Shan." Everybody called me Shan in the family. "Come over here, and I got something for you." He pulled out $20. Handed me $20, and I took it, and I took off running. Clicked my heels. Excited, happy. Mama said, wait, boy, get back here. He said, "You better turn around and go tell him thank you." And I went back, and I said, "Thank you, Uncle. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I took off running and had a good old time with my $20. Ice cream man came by, and I was able to buy me some ice cream and some of my friends. Amen? Just to say, and in saying that, my brother, some of us just need to turn around and tell the Lord thank you today for all that he's done for us. Amen? We are forgetting what the Lord has done for us. And in Psalm 103, there are 22 verses that deal with giving the Lord thanks and blessing the Lord for what he has done. Amen. Those of you who have the New Living Translation Bible, this is what the New Living Translation says in Psalms 103. He says, in the New Living Translation, he said, "Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles." Many times in life, my brothers and sisters, it is difficult to concentrate on praise. Amen? It's difficult for us to concentrate on praise. Some of us can't praise the Lord this morning because you are thinking about that problem that you have, that issue that you have in your life, that thing that you're trying to shake and you just can't shake, that thing that you're trying to move, you're trying to get over, but you just can't seem to get over it. Amen? But my brothers and sisters, in a time such as we are so blessed. We ought to be giving God thanks no matter what. We ought to be praising him no matter what. And when we look at Psalm 103, look at these great words that David wrote. this is an awesome testament of how we should be, not only today, not only because Thanksgiving will be Thursday, amen, but because this is a time for Thanksgiving. My brothers and sisters, don't you know that we're doing better than we've ever done in life? Amen. Some of you, amen, have, we talked about nice cars and we talked about houses. Did it rain in anybody's house last night? Man, I had a young man come to my house a few weeks ago, and he picked out everything that was wrong. Oh, look, there's a crack right there in that wall. You see that crack right there? Mm-hmm. Y'all see it? Oh, man, I looked under your house. I live in an old house. My house was built in 1920. It's one of them sitting on pier and beam. But I love it. And he said, man, you got them old blocks under your house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure do. And finally, it started getting on my nerves so bad because I'm thankful for what God has given me. Amen? Amen. I might be driving a hoopty, but I'm thankful for my hoopty. And finally, you know, because the devil will mess with you. And finally, you know what I told him? You know, I said, let me tell you something. Yes, cracks in the wall. And I know where every last one of them is. They're my cracks. In fact, that gives the house character. See, it's cracks in your wall. It's cracks in your situation, but that gives you character. Amen? Amen. And everybody wants to point out your faults. But see, I'm going to give God some praise. I said, let me tell you, it may be some cracks in my walls. It may be sitting on some old blocks. But let me tell you something. It gets cool in here in the summer. And it gets warm in here in the winter. Hallelujah, somebody. Say amen. You know, but let's look at this psalm. This psalm does this. It blesses the Lord. It gives thanks in 22 verses. And I didn't have time to go through all of them, but I want to pick out these first five. The first thing when we look at this, when we go to the bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm in the King James Version. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Write this down for those of you who are taking notes. This is the call to worship. Y'all see the call to worship right here? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And the meaning of bless here is praise in this place. See, we ought to be able, when you go to Walmart and you put all of that stuff in your basket, amen, you get up there and you got all this stuff, it's almost falling out. And some of y'all, you know, you blessed to the point where y'all, you had to take your kids and y'all had two buckets. You ought to praise him right there. Sometimes I just stand at the counter. They say, sir, you going to pray? No, well, I'm praying. I pray over my groceries before I even get them to the car. That way, if I forget before we sit down to eat, I already prayed for them in Walmart. Some of y'all need to practice that. Amen. I give God thanks because, you know, you look, man, God is so great. He's so awesome that, you know, there are people in places that don't have food to eat. And we buy snacks and we eat between meals. Some people eat one time a day because that's all they can do. But we want to sit around here and complain. I almost said say amen again, but I'm not going to do it. But the object here, the object of blessing is the Lord. Look at this. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And O my soul, when you translate it means all of my life. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all of my life. Bless the Lord, all of my life. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday night, but every day we got to give God thanks. Even when you make that mistake, even when you mess up, even when you're at work, you have to give God thanks. Amen? Think about this. Have you ever considered your mindset? What if your administration on your job could read your mind? Would you work there? Could you work there? Would they trust to employ you? That's why you ought to be thankful for that job. Sometimes I say, I thank the Lord they can't read my mind right now. If you could read my mind, you know I want to stay a while. Y'all remember that? Yes, you remember that. You can read my mind, you be trying to get rid of me. But we got to give God thanks for all that he is, all that he was, all that he's going to be. It's Thanksgiving time, church. Look at this. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Then he says, in all that is within me, all that is within me. Now, here we go. We're going to roll with this thing right quick. All that is within me. What's within me? That's a good question. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Ooh-wee. They make you check yourself this morning. All that's within me. What's within you? Lord gave me some highlights. Y'all ready? You ready? My conscience. My conscience is within me. Amen? And in our conscience, my brothers and sisters, in our mindset, in our makeup, in our DNA, there has to be an unwavering fidelity to the Lord. So that means that there has to be unwavering faith to God and what he's going to do. Amen? In our conscience, we have to know that he's going to take care of us. In our conscience, my conscience is telling me God's got it. No matter what it may look like. Amen. Even if the police pull up behind, my conscience is telling me that I ain't going to get a ticket. You got to have crazy faith. My conscience is telling me it's going to be all right. My conscience is telling me that I can make my bit. My conscience is telling me that I can pass that test. My conscience is telling me that our relationship is going to work. But we let our conscience tell us things, crazy stuff. We sit around. And y'all ever sit around and get mad to let your thoughts mess you up? Some of y'all dream crazy. You dream crazy. Wake up, kick your husband, kick your wife. Who is Leroy? You done dreamed about Leroy. See, get Leroy out of your head and get Jesus in your head. Quit accusing folk. Our judgment. All that is within me, our judgment. Most of our judgment is based on the world. Most of our judgment is based on flesh. You kill my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. That's how we roll. But in our judgment, my brothers and sisters, we have to handle each other the way Jesus would. Woo, and that's hard. So that means if John is talking about me, going around town, oh, Pastor McGuire ain't nothing. He can't preach. He's sorry. He think. When I see Johnny, I say, hey, Johnny, man, love you, brother. Good to see you this morning. That's how I got to handle him all the time. My judgment can't be skewed. I can't be tripping out, flipping out with him just because Candy told him she liked his Freddy Krueger sweater he got on this morning. He got on those stripes this morning. I can't get mad at Candy because she like his sweater. Now I done put a knot on her head and I'm rolling my eyes. Look at me. I'm calling up Taj. Hey, man, you know, I think Johnny trying to holler at my old lady. We had to put in some work. You know, Taj, I mean, he said, man, don't put me in that. I ain't in that. I got on stripes too. Leave me alone. And also, our imagination, all that is within me, our imagination. Quit wanting to be Lil Wayne. Quit wanting to be Nino Brown. Nino Brown got a bunch of us in the 90s. Quit wanting to be Scarface. Your imagination, quit wanting to be a pimp. I'm a player, dog. I'm a pimp. Quit wanting to be Miley Cyrus. I like Hannah Montana, but Miley off the chain. I'm just being real this morning. I'm trying to help somebody because in our imagination, in the way we think, it's messed up. The way we get right is by the renewing of our minds, my brothers and sisters. You can't give God thanks if all you're thinking about is worldly stuff. Because you're going to spend your whole life trying to get folks back. They hurt me, so I'm going to get them back. They talked about me, so I'm going to talk about them back. And it is viral. Get your imagination right. We got young ladies looking in the mirror. I'm ugly. Who don't look like I used to look? No, you don't. That's natural. It changes. Fellas, when we get a little older, we built just like the Grinch. That stomach get out there, that chest, you look like the Grinch. That's going to happen. But your imagination messes you up. And you walk around here trying to bless the Lord with me. But you depressed. Get your mind right. And they're watching these talk shows, watching Maury. You are not the father. He dance around like a fool. Get your mind right. Now, every brother that have a baby, every time girls, I'm pregnant. You're like, no, it ain't mine. Get your mind right. Yeah, it is yours. Quit acting like that. Your mind's messed up. This is supposed to be a praise sermon. I'm fussing at y'all. Now, your affections, all that is within me, affections, what you love. See, my brothers, let me tell y'all something. We love some stuff that God don't love. That's why sometimes we coming up behind. We love stuff that God don't love, and you have to turn what you love into what God loves. God loves peace. God loves love. God loves togetherness. God loves family. Ooh. Quit holding out on that woman and marry her. Y'all been together for 100 years. Quit out. We got to love what, young ladies, we got to love what God loves. Our attraction. See, your favorite, every last one of y'all, your favorite song ought to be a gospel song. Oh, yeah. Your favorite song should be a gospel song. I don't care. You can like that other stuff all you want to. I ain't got no problem with it. Because when you had that romantic evening, Tony, you ain't going to be playing Mahalia Jackson. When your fancy get together, you ain't going to be... The upper room? No, you're not going to put the upper room on. No. No, you're going to put on some... Turn out the light. And light a candle. Right? That's our song. I think Minister Smith's eyes light up. But our affection, we got to love what God and our desires. And our desires, my brother, and all that is within me is your desires. If you want to get ahead, all right. If you want to get ahead by taking what somebody else has, you got the wrong desires. How long have I been talking about the 745 and 750? How long have I been talking about it? Todd's got one. I ain't hating on him. I still want one. I don't want his, though. I want a white one. You know, the Lord just put it right here so I can see what it really looked like. I'm going to drive it one day. I'm going to drive it down the road and turn around. I never driven one before. But our desires, my brothers and sisters, we have to seek his glory. So it may never be my time to get that 750. It may never be, but you know what? God put somebody right here. I can ride in heels. Look at God. Say, Todd, I got to preach in Dallas, man. You might drive me down, man. but our desire, and sometimes our desires are so off of what God wants us to be, what he wants us to do. We got to get our desires right in what we want. You have to want more of him. And if anything in your life is taking you away from him, then you need to get rid of that. Amen. It's all right to have a good time. It's all right to have fun. But if your fun is taking you away from Christ... Oh, say amen. And then, our desires and our memory, and all that is within me. Boy, how many of y'all got a memory?
I don't forget nothing.
Women, they don't forget nothing. Do they, fellas? And all that is within me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. So you know what? I have to ask the Lord every once in a while, Lord, you need to dump some of that stuff out. You got to get, Candy didn't take me to her prom when we was in high school. I'm still mad about that. Lord, take that away from me. I'm working. I'm trying to deal. Lord, take it out of my, I took her to my prom, and she was out of school. Old grown woman at the prom. Well, I don't know what people are going to think. What you mean I'm your boyfriend? And y'all believe she did? This is what you believe Candy did that to me? Then I be thinking about, you know, well, I'm going to leave that alone. You know, you go to the prom, you know. She did come by the house like right after, though, so I was timed. But you got to erase that from your memory because you know what? Used to, y'all, this will cause us problems. I'm still talking about it. I said, Pastor ain't over that yet. He dump it out little by little. But your memory, my brothers and sisters, you know what? It takes a lot of energy to be mad at somebody. It takes a lot of energy to be mad at somebody, hold a grudge. But we got to dump that memory. All that is within me, guess what? That memory. I know he hurt you. I know she hurt you. I know that was messed up for a child to have to go through. But you know what? You have God in your life now. And you ask God every day, Lord, dump my memory. Some of them computers, you know, your computer will start running slow. You got too many cookies on it. You got too much memory. You got too much stuff in it. So then you have to go in there and dump that memory. See, some of them just barely moving. Oh, we're trying to carry too much. Your bag's too heavy. What did Erykah Badu said, bag lady, you gonna hurt your back. You gonna hurt your back trying to carry all that baggage. Your memory and then your thoughts. You have to meditate on the Lord. I can't preach if I ain't meditating on him during the week. Amen. Sometimes I have to meditate on the Lord and what he's telling me. What his next plan is for my life. What he wants me to tell y'all. Do y'all think I can stand up here and talk like this on my own account? No, I cannot. I can't do it. I'm not that good. I'm not cool enough. I don't speak well enough to just get up here and, oh, well, I'm going to tell him something. Can't do that. Except for crash and burn. That's the Sunday job. What are you talking about? He don't know. He just talking. Oh, I got a few minutes. And then, all that is within me, how many of y'all have some hope in you? You got to have some hope in life. Don't give up hope. Don't ever give up hope, my brothers and my sisters. Don't ever give up hope. And the thing about it is your hope, you have to have expectations from the Lord. Amen? All of us have expectations from people, right? You know, at Thanksgiving, how many of y'all have expectations of a turkey? And some of y'all going to have some chitlins and pig feet and all that stuff. Cabbage and greens and sweet potato pie and casseroles. Green pea casserole and green bean casserole. You have expectations. But what are your expectations for your Christian life, for your Christian journey? What are you hoping for? What are you looking forward to? Brothers, don't be satisfied just sitting on the pew. You ought to, you know what, at some point I want to be a deacon. At some point, I want to be a preacher. I want to be a minister. At some point, I want to be in that choir. At some point, I want to do something for the Lord. At some point, I want to stand at the door. At some point, I want to be somebody for the Lord. Come on, church. Woo! I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Some point. Bible says when a man find a wife, he find a good thing. Did y'all hear that? When a man find a wife, he finds a good thing. Wait a minute. That's crazy. What? When a man finds... So that means you're not a wife after I say I do. After you say I do and you may kiss the bride and you jump the broom and you do... And you sign. You're not a wife after that. You're a wife before that. Because the Bible says when a man find a wife, he find a good thing. I'm going to make you wifey. You can't make her wifey. If she got to already be wife material. So, ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, are you wife material? When a man find a wife, he finds a good thing. Okay, boy, y'all finna throw tomatoes. Forget not all his benefits. What is God's benefits? Now, where am I at? That's in verse 2, right? Forget not all his benefits. What? Forget not all his. What are his benefits? You know what the benefits of the Lord is? The benefits of the Lord, what I figured out the benefits of the Lord is, and y'all finna throw some tomatoes again, is his memory is short. His memory is short. There's some things about y'all that folk ain't gonna never forget. But his memory is short. Ooh, somebody ought to shout right there. His memory is short. Some of y'all at this church, because the other church, the memory too long. You can't walk in that church because they're going to look at you funny. But if his memory is short, guess what? My memory is short too. Because we all used to do something. See, his memory is short, but his forgetteries, is that a word? Well, I'm going to use it. His forgetteries is long because he forgot my stuff, your stuff, her stuff. You've been around here a while. Her stuff, his stuff, folk at the back stuff, Brother Bill's stuff. He forgot all of our stuff. Woo! He forgot your stuff, brother. But see, you walking around trying to carry. You remember what you? Well, man, let it go. He forgot all about it. That's why we ought to bless the Lord with all of our soul, because of everything that he's done. Y'all, it's some benefits in being a child of God. There's some benefits in being a child of God. We got some stuff that everybody don't have. The world don't have what we have. The world will never forget, nor will the world ever forgive, but God will. Through Jesus Christ. Y'all going about to make me hoop? And see, the fact that he says, forget not all his benefits, when you choose not to forget his benefits, let me tell you something, church. That is a pump and a primer for praise. When you think about the benefits of being a child of God, that will make you praise. Come on, church. Y'all making me preach harder than I want to this morning. When you, my brothers and sisters, decide to reap the benefits of, you ought to praise him for what he's done for you. It don't take us to say, bless the Lord with me. You ought to bless him anyway. Amen. Brothers, y'all go to Applebee's after 9 o'clock for half-price appetizers and 10 o'clock on the weekend for half-price appetizers. But not only do you have appetizers, but you have them, a couple of them pretty drinks with them umbrellas and stuff. And them iced teas that ain't like sweet tea. Preachers can't drink them iced teas. And you get in your car and you drive home. And you make it home. That's a pump and a primer for praise. Not that you ought to try it all the time, but you ought to give him some praise, because it's a brother much better than you that didn't make it home. It's a doctor and a lawyer and a police officer that got pulled over. You was riding dirty and you didn't get stopped. Y'all saying amen this morning. That ought to be a prerequisite for praise. The fact that he watched over you. One night we left the social club when I was in college. We left the social club. You would go to the social, amen, around 10 o'clock. It stayed open until about 1 in the morning. And then JJ is open from 1 in the morning to 4 in the morning. That's how we did it out in West Texas. Assistant coach was behind me. I was driving one of my friend's cars. 3000 GT, 92 is about 90, you know. Anyway, I'm getting too excited. And we was all partying together. He got pulled over and I didn't, and we just come from the same place. Tell me I ain't going to praise God? Because the head of God, I was heel-toed, Johnny. I ain't going to lie.
That's how it looked when they pulled him over. You sober up quick, don't you? I gotta praise God, because it could have been me. In my senior year in college, criminal justice major, get a DW, I'm done. No job. I gotta praise him, church. I look in my memory, my brother, and say, I look and see where he brought me from. I get excited about where he brought me from. I know y'all thought you had a perfect preacher that had never done anything wrong. Pastor, you wrong for that face you just made. So like, whatever. I remember you. I told y'all I was going to be done. I told y'all we wasn't going to go long today. Thank you, Sister Roberta. Thank you. Now. We have the call to worship. Amen. And then the cause for worship. There's a cause for worship when you look at Psalm 103, 1 through 5. There's a cause for worship. Y'all with me? There's a cause for worship. A cause for worship. Okay, I'm going to finish this thing. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? And see, I already touched on that. Forgive all thine, what's iniquities? Sins. Y'all some iniquity committing folk. That sounds worse than sin, don't it? All thine iniquities. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? And the thing about it is, look, when we look at the scripture, look how it starts. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Okay? Now, we're going to go into what he does. And then what is the first thing that he does? Verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. So guess what? He forget what you do wrong before he even start healing you. Woo! Somebody ought to say amen. He forget all the stuff you done before he heal you. You know, I think you got to, you know, fix me up, heal me up. Lord, I need to get rid. He said, no, that stuff in you. Them sins, we got to get them out first. Because that's the biggest disease. Woo! Sin is a disease, my brothers and sisters. And then, the meaning to forgive is to completely put aside. And I will remember Jeremiah 31:31, and I will remember their sin no more. In the new covenant, he remembers our sin no more. He remembers our sin. Now, I remember. She remembers, they remember, but he remembers our sin no more. What if the church started to think like that? What if we truly started to think like Jesus? What if we truly started to think like and remember each other's sin no more? You got to watch her. She'll talk to your man. You got to watch him, man. He hang out with them thugs. They might try to rob you. What if we started to forgive people's sin? And remember that sin no more. You know Tony Boss. He be acting quiet, but they say, you gotta watch him. Forgiveth all thine. Now let's note, let's underline all. Who forgiveth all? Paul said, David said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? The worst thing that you ever did. He forgives it. Do you accept it? The worst thing that you did, that one that nobody knows about, not even your best friend, your homeboy, not even your ride or die chick, she don't know about it either. You didn't even tell her it was so bad. Not even Big Mama, you couldn't tell Big Mama that one. Because you were scared Big Mama wouldn't love you no more. You didn't even write that one in your diary. But he forgiveth all thine iniquities, all of it. Who would not serve a God like that? And then who would not praise a God like that? It shouldn't take Darren to come in here and get on that guitar and hit them pedals and Tony to get on that organ and Adrian to get on the drums and that choir to start singing and for us to sing your song. It shouldn't take all that. Just the thought in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit of who God is and what he's done for you, you ought to have a praise in your heart.
when you really think about what he's done, provided you a perfect Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, that made me want to jump on his bad knee. And then, after that, he says, who healeth all thy diseases, which means exactly what it says. He healeth all thy diseases. Anybody dealing with something right now? This is the thing. If you're dealing with something right now, he's already healed you from all the others. You're just dealing with another one right now. And guess what? If he's brought me through this, he's brought me through that, Lord, I'm thankful. You got to be thankful. And because if he did it once, he'll do it again. If he did it for Roberta, he'll do it for McGuire. If he did it for Smith, he'll do it for Ellis. He'll do it for Sean. Amen. He'll do it for Jennifer. Look at God. Y'all see him? Y'all see him working? Now, and also to heal all our diseases, my brothers and sisters, we look at it from a physical standpoint, but also in the spiritual. Now look at the spiritual. There's a need for spiritual healing in the body of Christ. Because there's so many people that have been hurt through the church, have been hurt in the church. Have so many people that show up for encouragement, that show up, amen, to hear a word from God, and then all we want to talk about is a building fund. All we want to talk about is money. All we want to talk about, you know, is nothing but what. We talk about everything else but the word of God. Oh, Jesus, I shouldn't have said that. I know I should leave that alone, but I'm tired of people showing up at the house of God and leaving worse off when they leave than they came in. Amen. Folks show up hurt. Anybody hurt? Anybody been talked about this week? Anybody been lied on this week? Anybody been cussed out this week? Anybody been stole from this week? Anybody been disrespected this week? And then we come to church and we roll eyes at each other. And then you get more gossip here than you get in the streets. Oh, say amen. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Now, y'all, I'm almost done, but I gotta. Can I finish this? Y'all give me about 10 more. Oh Lord Jesus, I meant to have y'all out of here. I'm sorry, but I gotta do. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? What we have to understand is most of us, based on our doings and our dealings with ourselves and others, are headed for destruction. How many of us in here, if you will be honest with yourself, amen, at some point in your life, you were headed for destruction. But then, when you begin to trust God, he began to change your mind. He began to change your heart. And then he began to change everything around you. And it seemed like every time something goes, I keep hearing about Jesus. I keep, these church songs keep coming on the radio. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. And what we have to understand, when he redeemed our life from destruction, the ultimate end must be good. Romans 8:28 tells us, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So let me tell you something, sister, brother, whatever you're going through right now, it's for your good. There's going to be a positive end to what you're going through if you allow yourself to stay with God. Amen. It's good stuff, y'all. I wish I was sitting in your seat today. And then God keeps us along the way, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. When we look at this, he redeemeth our life from destruction. Let me show you this. God showed me this. He said, I will give you reward where punishment is deserved. I will give you reward where punishment is deserved. I deserve to be sleeping out in the cold. I deserve to wear shoes with no sole. I deserve to sleep on a bench instead of a bed. Not to have a roof over my head.
And then it goes down to who crowneth thee. And that's the part that there's reward that crowneth thee, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee. That's the part, my brothers and sisters, where what should have killed you, what should have killed you ended up raising you up. What should have destroyed you ended up blessing you. Amen? Does that make sense? Does that make sense this morning? You know, it's sad, but some of us, you know, had to go through different things in life. Some people maybe had to go to prison in order for God to really speak to them. Maybe you had to go through that divorce in order for you to really trust God. Maybe you had to go through that financial difficulty before you truly trusted God with your finances. Maybe you you had to go through addiction to understand that the only thing you need to be addicted to is Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. I ain't got a problem with people with addictive nature. I used to be hooked on crack. Good, come and get hooked on this Jesus. He used to be on drugs. Good, come on, bring it. I love, come on to the Orange Chapel. We're going to hook you up with some stuff that'll blow your mind. One hit of it. What's wrong with him being on Orange Chapel, got on some of that Jesus? They all on Jesus. They love everybody. They'll forgive you. You've been messing with Orange Chapel people. They just turn the other cheek. Oh, they still working on this side on that one. Yeah, I slapped one of them. They just said, they gave it the other cheek. I don't advise you if you slap them on that one. I don't know what's going to happen after that, though. I got a few that usually like to fight. Who crowneth thee and then who satisfieth? Y'all see that part? Y'all see that where it says who satisfieth? Y'all see it? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like eagles? Who satisfieth thy mouth? What are you talking about, thy mouth? That's the soul. Getting in. Who satisfieth the soul with good things, and that's ultimate good. Anybody want good? But good thing, yeah, I want good. And you know what? The only good comes from God. Amen? Okay, time for me to close. And then, goes on to say, who reneweth thy youth? And then it talks about, he uses the analogy of the eagle. A bird that soars and floats. When you look at the eagle, my brothers and sisters, the eagle, when a storm is coming, like this cold front that we have coming, they say it's coming out of the north. Amen. It's coming out of the west. It's coming out of the north. So what the eagle will do is say, oh, it's a storm coming. Well, I'm fixing to have some fun. The eagle flies into the storm in order to strengthen his wings. And then as he goes into the storm, he begins to rise above the storm. And when he rises above the storm, he just begins to float. Amen. How many of y'all know that the Bible says that he rides, that the Lord Jesus rides on every storm? Amen. And I love the analogy of the eagle because my brother said we were made to soar. We were made to fly. We were made to be the head and not the tail, my brothers and sisters. Oh, I guess I'm the only one excited about the eagle this morning. And then this is my brother and sisters, the case of worship. Man, those of you who like to take notes, amen, the call to worship, amen, the cause for worship. And then we're going to conclude with the case for worship. Come on, Tony. And then what this particular psalm does, it forces us to refocus from self to God, from have not to have. Are y'all with me? From problems to blessings. It reminds us of the realities that we are all, amen, that we are, of all people, most blessed. Everything we have is more than we deserve. That's why my topic was bless the Lord. We ought to bless the Lord at all times because he's good. We sing the song, I will bless the Lord at all times for he's good. But it also, my brothers and sisters, It reminds us that we should demonstrate dependence upon the Lord. That he is our ultimate source and he is finally in control over our lives. Turn it over to Jesus and he'll work it out. That we can bless the Lord when we give it all to him. And then, my brothers and sisters, we have to commit
to the Lord. There are challenges of commitment with the church or the Christian. For mercy so great, for mercy so great. This is when he challenges our commitment. For mercy so great, for something so awesome that God has done for us, what can we do for him? Think about it. When you look, the fact that he saved your soul, I challenge you, what can you do for him because of what he's done for you? Y'all missed that. I can tell how we looking this morning. I sound like another preacher.
Oh, y'all missed that.
For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so great, what return can I make? Well, let me tell you what I do. Every chance I get, I tell somebody about Jesus. Every time they'll give me a microphone, I'll speak on his behalf. Every time I hear a song, I make it about Jesus. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Oh, I got another service to go to in a minute. I won't preach all day. Do you enjoy what the Lord has offered? Thanksgiving time. It's time to give us some thanks. Amen. Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. Don't we? Food on our table, clothes on our backs. We have so much to be thankful for when we think about the goodness of the Lord. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I realize that we've been kind of laid back and talking this morning, but I need somebody to get excited about what the Lord has done for you. When you look back, amen, over your life, and amen, you were sick, not just Tylenol sick, not just Pepto-Bismol sick, not just Alka-Seltzer sick, not just Theraflu sick, but I'm talking about showing up sick. Hallelujah. And the Lord brought you out. Hallelujah. I believe it's time for us to bless the Lord. It's Thanksgiving time. And I know if you were to be honest with yourselves, you have something to be thankful for. And if you don't have something to be thankful for, then I'm here to tell you, you got somebody to be thankful for. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Before I leave you this morning, I want to tell you a little story. Ain't God all right? There was an old man that used to go down to Galveston on the pier. He would carry a bucket with him. I ain't got no bucket, but this is going to be our bucket today. He would go down to the pier and he would take his bucket. And he'd whistle. And seagulls would fly in from every direction. And in his bucket he had a bunch of shrimp. And he would begin tossing the shrimp in the air. And as the shrimp went in the air, my brothers and sisters, the seagulls would catch it. Every once in a while you see that old man down there with seagulls all over his hat, all over his body. And he was steadily feeding them shrimp. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Somebody asked the question, why does this old man come down here feeding these old nasty seagulls? Are y'all gonna pray with me? Somebody said, you don't know who that is. They said, no, I don't know who he is. They said, well, his name is Eddie Rickenbacker. And he was in World War II. And one day, he was flying an airplane. He was a great pilot, but they got in trouble. And his plane went down in the ocean. Are y'all gonna pray with me? They said that he and eight of the members on the plane survived. They survived on three little rafts about 8 feet wide. They had to fight sharks. They had to fight hunger. They had to fight the sun. And one day they were all about to give up. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? As they sat there floating in the middle of nowhere, death right around the corner. Hallelujah. This man said that a seagull landed on his head, right on top of his hat. They were out in the middle of nowhere, and he thought at that very moment, how can a seagull be out in the middle of the ocean? There's no land around. He's out in this foreign area. Hallelujah. And then he said, if I don't put my hands on this seagull, we're all going to surely die. Are y'all going to pray with me? So the man carefully moved, and he grabbed that seagull. Hallelujah. And he killed it. Are y'all going to pray with me? He killed that seagull. And he and those other 8 members survived from eating the flesh of that one seagull. They took his intestines out and made bait. And they began to catch other fish from the bait that they used from that seagull. Are y'all going to pray with me? He said, it was because of that one seagull that I'm still alive. So every chance that I get, once a week, I come on down to the pier with all my goodies, with all my shrimp, and I feed as many seagulls as I can. Are y'all going to pray with me? And as he's feeding the seagulls with that shrimp, he says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ain't God all right? Is there anybody here that remembers that over 2,000 years ago, that seagull was Jesus? You killed Jesus. Ain't God all right? And because of Jesus, we're yet still alive. He don't require much, but he wants you to give him thanks. Ain't God all right? Is there anybody here this morning that want to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for bringing me out of what I used to be in. Thank you for saving me when I couldn't save myself. Thank you for keeping my family together when my family should have fell apart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many of y'all know that he's all right? He's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just like that seagull, parts of his body, the blood is used to bring others in. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. It's Thanksgiving. It's time to give the Lord thanks for who he is and for what he's done. And if a man can take a bucket of shrimp and thank some nasty seagulls for saving his life, why can't we thank the Lord for all that he's done for us? You didn't make it this far by yourself. None of y'all, none of us made it this far. It took the sacrifice of that one seagull in order to save those 9. Let me tell you what, it took the blood of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, to be sacrificed to save every man, woman, boy, or girl in this life. But let me tell you something, you just got to reach up and grab him. You got to reach up and grab him. And once you got him, woo, there's life. Life and life more abundantly. How many witnesses do we have here? Once you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, things got better. Things that used to tear your world apart, once you accepted him and he began to work on your behalf, I can bless the Lord in the midst of a storm. I can bless the Lord in the midst of trouble. It's Thanksgiving, y'all. It ain't about turkey and dressing. Sweet potato pie, pecan pie. Let's give the Lord some thanks. Let's give him some thanks, y'all, because he's worthy to be praised. Because he forgives all of our iniquities and he heals our body. Woo! That's enough to thank you. That's it. That's enough. If anybody here needs to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior,